A writer's lot. Writing is solitude. You're mostly alone. But inside your head, an entire universe forms. All creations like puppets that you play on a string, that you know inside out and command like a thing. But yet they have power to surprise you still. And when along comes the hour, then trust me, they will. You're never really just one person alone. And the one thing you must is, you have to condone. Your mind's like a whore, never truly faithful, and also not a bore. And exceptionally playful, a mind never resting and without remorse, a mind never questioning. It's an inexhaustible source. With a mind oscillating between what is real and what not, you become quite keen of what's next on the plot, and here lie the dangers for every writer, I say. We might become strangers, losing ourselves on the way. For in our lives, unlike any other, different faces we wear, and we don't really bother, and we don't really care. Writing does bleed you dry, and it is worth a notion. No matter how hard you try, you can't escape your emotion. Cause inside your brain, you will die every death, you will endure every pain, you will feel every wrath. For before you can truly make others believe, you have to know fully about sorrow and grief.